Yeah, the Mishnah starts off, Ketzat or Eidim Nasim Zaymimim. How do Eidim become Zaymimim? Now we know there's a new parasha of Kasha Zomam in the Torah, that if two Eidim wanted to cause another person to receive a punishment, and he didn't deserve it, so when we find out about this, we give that same punishment back to the first two Eidim. So Ketzat or Eidim Nasim Zaymimim, how do they become Zaymimim? Which the Gemara is going to ask, it's not really true. Here in the Mishnah, these Eidim do not receive the same punishment they wanted to give the second person. So really it's like Ketzer Eidim Ein Nasim Zemim. We'll soon see in the Gemara. But it says, Ketzer Eidim Nasim Zemim, a case of Meidim Onu Bish Pleni Shu Ben Grushoi Ben Chalutza. Two Eidim come to Bezdin, and they say, we know that this Kayen is a Cholol, that his mother was a Gerusha or a Chalutza, and the father that married her was Be'isser, so therefore the locker is the child is a Cholol. So these two Eidim are coming out to Bezdin saying the child is a Cholol. This one case. So the locker is, Ein Eimrim, we do not say, when we find out that these two Eidim were liars, they were not there, we do not say, Yasezeh ben Gerusha ben Chalutza Tachtov, that we should make these two Eidim, even in the case when they are Kahanim, we do not say to make them Sulim, to make them a Cholol, to give them a loch of a Ben Gerusha, the son of a Gerusha or the son of a Chalutza, Tachtov, instead of what they wanted to give that Kohen, we do not say this. And we'll see in the Gemara why. Ela, rather, the loch is Leik Aboyim, we give these two Eidim Malkus instead. We give them 39 slaps. Now, the question is, we know Eidim Zemimim is, when the first two Eidim say something, the second two come and say, Imanu Ha'isam Baisu Hayoim. At that day that you saw the action take place, it's not true. You were not there. You were with us someplace else. The question is, in the first case here, the Eidim are saying that the son is a Ben Gerusha. Now, where is the time period that a second Eidim say, it's not true what you're saying, you were with us someplace else? They're not saying a time period. They're saying, we know that the mother is a Grusha. So how could we catch them to be Eidim Zeminim? So Rashi says right away that Shu Ben Grusha, Rashi says, before Neinu Nizgar Shimoi. That means in front of us the get took place. So in other words, the Eidim are saying that at Monday morning, 9 o'clock in Bezdin, we were there when the mother received her get. And later we come out, that's not true. Monday morning, 9 o'clock, you were someplace else. So therefore, it's possible the klal of Zemim. Still, the Mishnah says the Chiddush, they do not become psulim a cholol, but rather they receive malchus. We'll see in the Gemara why. A second case is, midinonu vishploini shuchayiv liglois. Two Eidim say that they saw the way Reuven killed somebody, bishoygeg, unwillingly. The Torah asks the question, how do they know that? How do you know he did it b'shogeg? Maybe he did it b'mezid? Well, they said the circumstances show that way, that he was chopping wood, and by mistake, the piece of wood went flying and killed the person. It was nikkur, we could tell clearly, was done b'shogeg. So to aid him wanted this person to have the punishment of Golas. He'll have to leave his house and go to Golas. So, Ein Eimrim, we do not say now when we find out that these two Eidim are liars, they were not there Monday morning. Yiglas Zetachtov, we do not say they have to go to Golas instead. Elo like Aboyim. Instead, they receive Malkus. Now the Gemara is the famous question. Ha-Ketzat Einu Eidim Nasim Zemim Miboyle. Our Mishnah really should have said, this is the case that they do not receive Hazama. Because the real Hazamr is, what you wanted to do to that person, they do back to you. So if you wanted to make him a Cholol, you should become a Cholol. You wanted to give him Golas, you should receive Golas. And the Mishnah said, not like that. They only receive Malkus. So really the Mishnah should have said, Ketzat Eindu Eidim, how is it not the Klal of Kashi Zomam? Miboylei. This one question. Secondly, V'yoid, Midotani L'Kalmon, there's a Mishnah later that says, Avolom Alehem, Heicha Temidim. Later, the next Mishnah, not the next, the Nafhei, it explains clearly the case of Hazama. And it says, what is the case? It says, Ketzad, Omolem, Hecha atemidim, how do you say Eidus? Sherei b'yoysi hayoim, at that day, ois atem ayisem imanu b'makam pleini. How do you say Sunday morning, you saw Reuven kill Shimon, Sunday morning you were with us someplace else? Harayelu zememim. These are the case of zememim. So that's a Mishnah later. Nechlal, from that Mishnah should be a proof, the Elu ein zememim, that our first Mishnah is not the real case of zememim. Because the real case of zememim, the Mishnah explains later. So why does our Mishnah say, Ketzareidim nasim zememim? It should have said, ein nasim zememim. So Gemara answers, Ton hosam koi. Our Mishnah really is an extension from the last Mishnah in Sanhedrin, from Perek Elam Hanisrofim. Then over there it says, Kol ha-zememim makdim l'yosem misa. Usually, Edom zememim want to have somebody killed. The type of misa they wanted that person to receive, they receive back themselves. Chutz, there's one case not like that. Mizememei bas koyim. Where two Edom came and said that a bas koyim had znus with another man, that the locha there is that she receives sreifa. But the boyalah, the man she lived with, only receives chenek. Now, which misa does the Edom Zememim receive? So it says the Chiddush over there, Uboyala, Shein Magdinim Liesa Misa, that the Edom Zememim, they do not receive the Misa, Oysamis, they do not receive Sreifa, Ela rather, Lemisa Acheris, they receive a different Misa. They receive the Misa of the Boyala, they receive the Misa of Chenik. So there's a case that this receive Misa, but not the exact Misa they wanted to give over. Now, v'yesh Edom Zememim Macherim. There's another case of Edom Zememim. She'noisim bem din ha'zomah kolikar. That we do not give them back at all the same punishment they want to give the other person. El rather malchus aboyim. That's our Mishnah. Because over there, we're giving the Edom Misa. They wanted to have the Bas Kayin killed with Sreifa. So the locher is, when we find out they were liars, we do not give them Sreifa, but rather we give them the Misa of the Boyala, we give them the Misa of Chenek. Like with Ashna Pasuk before, Loi Li'ochiv V'Loi La'choisoi. We give them the Misa they want to give their brother, the man, and not the Misa they want to give the Bas Koyim. But our co-part and the Edom are getting back a part. They're getting back Misa. Here there's another case, that's our Mishnah, that they do not receive Hazama Kolikur. Kate said, what's a case like that? That the Edom wanted to give somebody else a punishment, that the locher is we do not give them back that punishment at all, but rather a different type of a punishment. Ketzad, what is that case? Mi demonu bish pleni, shuben gerusha ben chalutza. When two Edom come to Bezin and say, we know that this Kayin is a ben gerusha, he's the son of his mother, that's a gerusha, so he becomes a cholo, or else a ben chalutza. The mother received chalutza, and midrabanan, she's posled to a kohen, that he's a cholol midrabanan. So, ein oimrim, we do not say, yasa ze ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtov, even in a case where the two Edom themselves are kahanim, that really I would have thought to say, we should make them psulim, they should also become a cholol. That's the chiddush, no, we do not say that. Ela rather leke es harboin. Instead, these two Edom only receive Malkus. They themselves do not become Sulim, and that's the case also by Golis. They themselves do not have to go to Golis, but rather they receive Malkus. So that's the Pshat from our Mishnah. Ketzad Edom Nasim Zememim is the continuation of the last Mishnah in Sanhedrin. There it said there's a Chiddush that sometimes they receive only partial punishment. And now we're saying another case, they do not receive punishment at all of what they wanted to give, but rather a new type of a punishment. Ketzad, where is that case that they receive a different type of a punishment? That's our Mishnah, to receive Malkus. Agavus Machlokes and Tois Two Terutzim and Toisvis. Now that they do receive Malkus, is that really called Kashiv Zomam? Is that a Kiyam of Kashiv Zomam? Or else no, it's a new Klal Malkus, has nothing to do with Kashiv Zomam. We'll see in the Gemara, that's a Malkus for the love of Leisana. By Toys, yes, the famous question is always the cloud of Edom. Shiyati Yochul Azimam are not called Edom. So, if they're not called Hazama here, they should not be called Edom altogether. So, Toys, first there it says, since they receive Malkus, it's called Edus, Shiyati Yochul Azimam. But this we'll see later on. Now the Gemara explains, Minu Animili, how do we know this Yisrael in our Mishnah that we do not make the Edom psulim? Instead, we give them Malkus. Some Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'yasisem loy kashezomam. We have to do to them, to the Edim, what they wanted to do to their friend. So we darshan loy. The punishment has to be back to the Edim themselves. You have to punish the Edim, but we darshan for loy lezaroy. You cannot put a punishment upon their son, upon their children. So if you would make the Edim psulim, let's say the Edim were kahanim, if you would give them a psul cholol, the psul cholol goes upon their children also. Any children they would, he would have now would also become chalolim. So the psul you're putting upon the father has to extend to the child. That cannot be a punishment of Edim zemim. But the pasuk says, "Vasisam loy." You could only do it to the father and not to the children. So now the Gemara asks the question: what's the big problem? For lisalino lididei, for loy lislo lizaroi. Let's make a new type of a chol here. We'll only give the psul back to the edim themselves, and we'll say when he has new children, his children will be ksherim. Let's make a psul only upon the father themselves. So the Gemara says that can't be either. Dinon kashezomam lasois fleka. The punishment we have to give back to the Edim has to be the same punishment they wanted to apply on their friend. Now, when they wanted to apply, he was a Ben Gerusha, that means you're making that person a Cholol, and he'll remain a Cholol even to give it over to his children. So, if you would give back that punishment, we have to punish your children also. And that, the Torah says, we cannot do by Edim Zemimim. It says, Asisim Loi. We have to give the punishment only to the Edim and not a type of a punishment that would apply to his child also. So therefore, we give a different punishment of Malkus. Why do we pick Malkus? That we'll see on Amid Beis, why we give the Malkus instead of the real Kashezoma. This is the main reason. Now the Gemara says, Bar Pada Oimer Anusvara. He has a Kal V'Chaima. I'll give you a Kal V'Chaima reasoning why the Edim do not become Chalolim. Uma ha-machalo. Madach ha-Kohen himself. The machalo, the Kohen himself, a father. Einoi mischalo. Let's say a Kohen does the Aveira and marries a Gerusha. If he marries a Gerusha, the locher is, he himself stays kosher. He only makes his wife into a Chalola, and his children become Chalolim. But the father himself remains a Kohen kosher. So ma ha-mischalo. Madach the Kohen himself. That makes his wife and his children psulim. Eina mischalol, he himself remains kosher. He himself is a kosher kohen. And so habolachalol, here in the parsha of Edim Zemimim, where you only want to make your friend a cholol, you're not really doing it. Like it's a lie. You just wanted to make him a cholol. And so v'loy chilol, and you do not really make him a cholol. Is eina din shlo yischalol? Isn't that a svara for sure that we should not make the Edim into Chalolim? Like as a Kal V'Chaima. Madach when the Kohen really does the action. He marries the Gerusha. Still, he himself remains kosher. So here with his Edim, only wanted to make his friend into a Ben Gerusha, into a Chalolim. And they did not succeed. So for sure, they should not become Chalolim. That's the Kal V'Chaima. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Mask of Lord Ravine. Ravine asked the question on Bar Poda. If so, in Cain, if you're going to say that Svara, which really is a good Svara, but here in the Pasha of Edim Zemimim, you cannot say such a Svara. In Cain, if so, if you would say such a Svara, for Talta Taurus Edim Zemimim, you're going to disregard the whole halach of Edim Zemimim. Vitalta, finish with it. It's out. Why? You can say a Svara every single time of Kasha Zomam. How do we ever give a punishment back to the Edim? They themselves did not do it. They themselves did not really kill. It's like this. Uma ha-soiko. Madach in the case.